Forward to section 36. Now the story of the old-time sea fight continues, but turns darker. It is night. The ship is sinking. Formless stacks of bodies are all around, as is the gore of the battle itself, dabs of flesh upon the masts and spars. If the previous section seemed to celebrate the captain's courage and the tenuous victory, this section emphasizes the awful, bloody aftermath. There's a corpse of a child who served in the ship's cabin, and the corpse of a beautiful old sailor. At the end, amid the delicate sniffs of sea breeze, there are the ominous sounds of the hiss of the surgeon's knife and the gnawing teeth of his saw as the grisly work of amputation occurs. A few years after Song of Myself was first published, the Civil War would become the War of Amputation, with tens of thousands of soldiers returning home without arms or legs, and Whitman would reflect upon how war was, after all, primarily an attack upon the living body. Even those who survived often did so without the means of moving freely in the world, or without the means to create, write, paint, make things. Amputation had the effect of cutting off the soul's access to the world by taking away the body's means of moving and expressing the soul. This section ends by looking unflinchingly at the swash of falling blood and listening to the screams and the groans as the amputations of the Revolutionary War prefigure those of the Civil War. Whitman's haunting final line, these irretrievable, captures the blank horror of the loss. When a body is destroyed, it cannot be regained. It is as if the poet begins to describe the importance and vitality of what has been lost, these so beautiful, so brave, so strong. But then he stops in that moment of recognizing the futility of trying to reconstitute, even in words, that which has been forever taken away. These irretrievable. The stacks of bodies are now emptied of life, of souls that could animate the physicality and make it alive to the world. The amputated arms and legs are irretrievable too, leaving dismembered bodies that become the very emblem of fragmentation and loss. The vast ocean moves all around this horrific scene of death and dismemberment, offering the beautiful and tender slight shock of the soothe of the waves, as if the survivors are stunned with so much death around them to realize that they are still aware of the rocking ocean and still able to sense the delicate sniffs of the sea, now mingled with the strong scent of the gunpowder. Whitman captures an unforgettable scene of loss, agony, and pain against the backdrop of the ultimate composter, the lapping ocean, awaiting the feast of death it is about to receive when it accepts the bodies and limbs that will be deposited there. The ocean will recycle them into other life, but never again into the specific human forms that were lost in battle. Those complete bodies are beyond retrieval, beyond experiencing whatever it is they thought they died for.